That's the Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Hello, successful women. This is Trina Newby, your host and success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, January 28, 2013, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. Well, it's a fantastic Monday, and for many of us, the beginning of our work week. Are you ready to tackle challenges, close sales, move forward, and take action on all of your goals this week? If your answer is yes, stay tuned because I've got some great information for you. We have a great show lineup for you today. Our hot topic for today is 5 ways to make a six-figure income in 2013. Again, 5 ways to make a six-figure income in 2013. I'll be sharing with you important information to help prepare your mindset to really move forward and to do those things that are necessary to generate more revenue in your business. Also, I have a new resource for you, a new way to raise funds that's better than, in many ways, a grant. Also, I have information on our upcoming time management for business women teleclass. I think that you will like that. And I have a wonderful excerpt from Napoleon Hill's Keys to Success book. And today I'm going to read from the chapter, Build a Positive Mental Attitude, so that I know that you are going to like that. So now is the time, really, ladies, to flash over to another line. And, of course, bless the show by sharing today's broadcast with another friend, a business associate or family member, someone that you know needs encouragement, they need motivation, they need uplifting. Because if it's one thing that you can be assured of, and that is at Successful Woman Radio, you're going to get the tools, the resources, the encouragement to make your business successful this week. Have them to dial into 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. And, of course, for those of you that are listening online, please make sure that you share the show with your social networks. And also, you can listen to it by going to online blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. Again, if you want to listen to it from your desktop or your laptop, your smartphone, your iPad, simply go to blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. And I'll go ahead, for those of you that just got out those pens and notepads, I'll go ahead and repeat the phone number for the show dial-in. It's 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. Of course, we've got an information-packed show for you today, and we want you to bless the lives of other women who are in need of encouragement, support, and motivation. Right now, I want to go ahead and go into our 5 questions to ask yourself daily. And I came up with this because I personally needed something to jumpstart each of my days, you know, to ask myself, you know I have all of the things lined out in my time management planner, but what is it that I really need to be doing? So I came up with 5 questions that have really helped me, and I know that they will help you too. So, of course, every Monday I will be reading these 5 questions, and I am encouraging you to ask them to yourself. So, first of all, you have to make today the first day that you will take at least 1 hour of personal time to look at how your day will be successful. And by doing this, it is going to develop within you a habit to gain better focus. Here are 5 important questions that you should ask yourself each and every day. Number 1, what results would I like to see in my life and in my business today? Number 2, have I reviewed my calendar and schedule today? And, of course, just to piggyback off of that, you know, you really should be looking at your time management calendar, and, of course, you do have one, right? You should be looking at your calendar at least three times daily. Morning, shortly after you wake up, to make sure that you aren't going to be late for any appointments prior to 12. Late afternoon, to make sure that you're not missing out on any of those to-do items that you should have taken action to. And then early evening, to make sure as you look over your calendar that all things have been done and those things that have not been taken care of that you were not able to get to on that day, that you're able to adjust your schedule for that week so that those things, if they are important and support your vision, that they are rescheduled and put in new time slots. Let's move on to number three. Are my business activities on the schedule contributing to my goals for the week? Now, this is a big thing, okay? Now, I consider this probably one of the most important things that you have to do. You see, ladies, there are so many things that we do, and as women, we are definitely multitaskers. And so what does that mean? It means that we can get caught in doing so many different tasks that we lose focus, we lose sight of what's most important. So you really need to look at your schedule as you're reviewing it, and you need to make sure that what you have listed there is actually contributing to your goals for the week. Now, setting that all aside, this doesn't mean that if your doctor's appointment isn't contributing to your goals that you would erase it, because that's important. But what I'm saying is that from a business perspective, if you have business activities and to-do items that are not pertaining to you accomplishing your goals for the week, then you need to either reschedule them or consider removing them altogether. This is all about prioritizing. This is all about doing things ahead of time and making sure that you stay focused. So, again, number three is, are my business activities on the schedule contributing to my goals for the week? Number four, who do I need to follow up with today? You see, follow-up has been noted as one of the most largest pieces of the success puzzle. A lot of people don't follow up. It's either because they don't have a follow-up skill, they procrastinate, or they don't have a system, a follow-up system, to really maintain and properly manage their follow-up protocol. So I'm encouraging you that if you don't have a follow-up system, you definitely need to get one. So number four, who do I need to follow up with? Who did you promise something on last week that you still need to get it to them? What did you promise yourself that you would do for your business this week? Or what did you promise yourself last week that you really didn't follow up with? So get all of those to-do items, all of those things that you know you need to be doing for your business, get those things out of your head, get them down onto paper, so that you can properly schedule and follow up with them. And, of course, customer follow-up is very, very important. Now, there are three types of customer follow-up. There is the follow-up with the customer who has requested information on a product or a service from you, and you need to follow up with them. Then there is also the presentation follow-up. You've given a customer a presentation or you've talked with them about your services and you've told them that you would connect with them in a few days, or they said that they would connect with you. So the responsibility of the follow-up either way still falls in your court. And then, of course, number three, you need to follow up on those customers that you have already provided a service to. You need to make sure, okay, that they are satisfied with the service, and you need to have a few questions that you might want to ask them, whether it's how can I improve it, whether is there something else that you need, and also ask for the referral. See, there's power in follow-up. And last but not least is number five, what results have I seen in my marketing? Again, what results have I seen in my marketing? Marketing is the cornerstone of all business, guaranteed, hands down. And so you really need to be marketing your business 24/7. You need to be figuring out ways that you can better automate your business so that, or automate your marketing so that it is working for you on the internet even while you are asleep. So this question is important because it's going to do two things. When you ask yourself this question and you really can't answer it, it means that you need assistance, you need help, and you need more guidance in properly marketing your business. Or it means that you really need to sit down and create a marketing strategy for your business. And in many cases, some women who are new to business still haven't gotten around to creating their marketing system. So it's important that you know this. The other reason why this question is so very, very important is because if your answer is no, you haven't seen results in your marketing, and you actually have a marketing system that you have put in place, then it means that it needs to be reevaluated, fine-tuned, and it means that you need to create more ways in which you can implement it possibly. So asking yourself that question is going to keep you on the pulse point of what you need to do to market your business. And there it is, five questions that you need to ask yourself on a daily basis. It is 12:11 after the hour, and for those of you that have just tuned in, you are listening to Successful Woman Radio, and I'm Trina Newby, your host and success coach. And I want to thank all of those people who are new to the show, and this is your first time listening to the show. I know that you are going to indeed get a lot from it. I want to give a shout out to two very special ladies that I met yesterday while browsing around at the Barnes & Noble bookstore. I want to give a shout out to Irene Saxby, and I also want to give a shout out to Kashawn Wheeler. Both of these ladies sat down with me and had an interesting conversation. We talked about everything from being successful to relationships, and I just want to say it was wonderful to connect with you, and I look forward to connecting with you at Women About Biz. You know, I absolutely love networking. I love getting out. I wasn't expecting to meet these two gifted ladies. However, I did, and that's the beauty in getting out and losing fear and meeting new people. It can change your life. It could add new people who think just like you to your connection circle, and at the same time, you get a chance to help one another. I also want to give a shout out to Donna Satchel. As you know, I read an excerpt from Donna's book, Just Get Serious, Know Yourself, and Believe in Yourself. And I am so excited about the book because it has literally helped me. Donna is actually going to be on the Successful Woman Radio Show as a featured guest coming up on the 18th. Of February, and so you'll be able to learn more about that in the coming weeks as we get that information up on SuccessfulWomanRadio.com. Now, I'm excited to announce that our theme for the month of February, being that it's a month of love, is Love Yourself, Love Your Business. We will be talking about the correlation between how you love yourself and how it has an impact on loving your business and doing what's best for your business. And, of course, that's what it's all about. When we are CEOs of our companies, we just can't, you know, have a business and expect for it to be successful if we're not doing those things that we need to do to take care of ourselves, to nurture our minds, to take care of our physical bodies. You see, it's all a complete package, this course of life. It's all a complete package, and one can't do without the other. We have to make sure that we're taken care of and that we put our air mask on first. So I definitely want to encourage you to mark on your calendars every Monday during the month of February at 12 noon Eastern Time as we explore Love Yourself, Love Your Business during the month of February. I want to take a moment and, again, encourage all of you who are frequent listeners to Successful Woman Radio to go ahead and start your Successful Woman Radio journal. Of course, throughout the year, you're going to get important information, you're going to get resources, tools, you're going to listen to interviews with successful women during our Wise Woman series that we hold one Monday out of the month, and you are going to receive such vital information that can help jumpstart your success, help to change your mindset, encourage you to create new habits that will help you to reach your full potential. There's so much information, and while we try to get some of that information on the Successful Woman Radio Show site, we know that you are listening and you should be taking notes. So go ahead and purchase a simple spiral-bound notebook. You can get one for $1 at the dollar store. And, again, date each of the shows and go ahead and start taking the notes and the information that I share with you, because it is worth its weight in gold. And you will have a notebook full of resources that you not only can put to use for yourself, but you can also bless the lives of other women. So, again, I think this is a very good idea, and I want to encourage all of you who are frequent listeners to go ahead and get that done. So that way you can refer back to various shows and start implementing things in your business and your life that's going to help you. Again, for those of you that have just tuned in, you are listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show, where we give you information that you can put to use right away in your life. I want to tell you about a very special teleclass that is coming up on this Thursday, January 31st, from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's called Time Management for Business Women. Ladies, do you find yourself being busy, but you are not generating the income to support all of that busyness? Are you often missing important opportunities because you fail to mark it down in your calendar? Do you find yourself at the end of the week realizing that you didn't implement important to-do items? Well, guess what? You are not alone. You definitely want to register for Time Management for Business Women. I am going to be the facilitator of this information-packed teleclass, and I'm very excited to show you how you will be able to effectively use the power of your time. I'll be talking about how to identify your business priorities, automating many of your day-to-day tasks, how to gain better focus, tips for the solo entrepreneur, and three things that you must do with your time, hands down. Now, I have a lot of women that always ask me, Trina, you do so much. How do you manage it all? So this is the teleclass where I reveal all, including some of my wonderful, nice little golden nuggets and secrets about how to get things done, how to properly manage the time that you are given. So, again, that's coming up this Thursday, January 31st, from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. And, of course, this particular teleclass is an evening teleclass, and it does come with a workbook. Now, to register for that, simply visit Women About Biz, that's B-I-Z as in zebra, womenaboutbiz.com, and then look up in the top menu, hold your mouse over events, and click on teleclasses and programs, and from there you will be able to register for this information-packed teleclass. I hope to meet each of you on that teleclass this Thursday. Again, I want to let you know that our hot topic for the day is 5 ways to make a six-figure income in 2013. And again, I know that many of you have your pen and your notepad handy, but just in case that you don't, go ahead and get one now. And it's still not too late to go ahead and share the show with another businesswoman or an associate or a family member or a friend that you know needs encouragement and motivation this week. For those of you that have never visited the Successful Woman Radio Show website, I want to encourage you to go ahead and visit the website. It's a separate site from womenaboutbiz.com. However, we try to connect the two. But on the site, in the right-hand column, you will see where you can actually subscribe to our separate Successful Woman Radio newsletter. So please make sure that you do that today. Also, you can listen to some great show archives. We've got that. And we've added another menu item that I will be posting to starting today, which is called Show Notes and Affirmations. I've received several emails, and ladies, I've been listening to you, of people asking me to please put up notes and some of the resources that I mentioned on the show. Either people were driving and listening to the show or at work and they couldn't write it down. I believe that is very important to do, so thank you for recommending that. We are doing it starting as of today. So show notes and affirmations will be all about the bits of information that we've talked about from each of the shows, and I'll be, if I talk about an affirmation or cite an affirmation, I'll also be listing that affirmation based on the date of the show, okay? So stay tuned for that. After the show today, I'll be putting up the affirmation that I actually read to you. If this is your first time listening to Successful Woman Radio and you have a business that you would like to introduce to us, please press star 1 on your phone keypad. We'd love for you to introduce yourself and share with us your business. If you have a website or a Facebook fan page, we'd love to know what it is so that we can connect with you and embrace you as one of our sister entrepreneurs. So if you're a first-time caller into the radio show, go ahead and press star 1 on your phone keypad so you can introduce yourself and let us know who you are. Also, if you have a business that you would like to share with us today and you would like to let us know what it is that you do, please feel free also to press star 1 on your phone keypad, and we'd be more than happy to bring you live and let you introduce yourself on the show today. So just want to remind that we have space enough for about 3 to 5 ladies to do that, so don't procrastinate. Go ahead and do that, and while you guys are deciding on whether or not you want to press that star 1 and let us know who you are and what you're doing, I also want to remind those of you who emailed me in reference to being a part of our business strategy program, I wanted to let you know that we still have room available. We actually have automated that program so that you can take it 24/7. And if you haven't developed your business strategy yet, it's a good program to be a part of. Now, if you haven't signed up as a gold member, which is our premium paid membership on Women About Biz, you should consider that because the Her Business Strategy program is indeed at no cost if you are a gold member. So definitely consider that. I see that we have one person who has raised their virtual hand. I'll go ahead. Your last 4 of your phone number is 1638, 1638. Caller, you are live on the air. Go ahead with your name and the city you're from first.
Good afternoon. My name is Kathy Glover, and I am with Best Days Council. And what I provide is a service for shoplifting intervention and anger management.
And can Kathy explain that just a little bit more about what the services are and how our listeners can take advantage of that?
Okay, I provide shoplifting intervention program, and that's for people that have been charged with shoplifting for the first time, and it is a diversion to being caught up in the criminal in the court system. And
And that's very, very, very unique, a very unique system because maybe some of us know, you know, teenagers or young adults that have gotten caught up in that. So that's very unique. How did you get involved with that?
Well, I attended a class, and I know that services for families and children and teenagers is important. And so that's one of the services that I do. I do anger management, and I also provide empowerment sessions for parents to talk to their children about intimacy and sex. And
okay,
I'm located. And I'm located on Fairburn Road in Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay, wonderful. Kathy, do you have a website or a Facebook name that you would like people to connect with you on?
Yes, my website is Best Days Counseling. www.bestdayscounseling.com.
Okay, bestdayscounseling.com. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, Kathy, thank you so much for listening to the show. Is this your first time?
No, it's not my first time, but it's my first time raising my virtual hand, and I really, really appreciate the opportunity.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much, and we look forward to connecting with you. Make sure if you're not already registered on the womenaboutbiz.com website. Make sure you register for our free civil membership and put up your profile so that other businesswomen can connect with you too.
Thank you. I will do that. I will do that.
Wonderful.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, Kathy. Well, Kathy Glover is owner of Best Days Counseling. Of course, she's just talked about being able to help teenagers, and she has a shoplifting intervention program. She also has empowerment sessions for teens. And so, of course, if you want to connect with Kathy, again, you can visit her website, Best Days, D-A-Y-S, counseling.com. Well, it is 12:25 after the hour, and if you would like to raise your virtual hand and, of course, introduce yourself and let us know who you are and what your business is all about, we still have a few minutes for you to do so before we move to other segments of the show. I want to just also encourage all of you who are listening today to really remember that this is the last Monday of the month in January. Now, I want to say this. Of course, you know I probably have driven it in the ground with saying, have you created your business strategy, a lot on the show in this past few months. But now we've reached the end of January. Do you see how quickly the time passes us by? I want to encourage you that if you have not developed your business strategy and or have at least started doing so, now is the time to really do that. Listen. For each month that you hold off and not developing a business strategy and working from a more productive system, it is going to hold you back from generating a larger revenue, and that's going to hurt you in the long run. So having a strategy is very, very important. You see, when we plan our business on an annual basis, and then we can then back up and say what we need to do quarterly, monthly, and weekly, we don't have to have a big question mark stuck on our forehead about what is it that I need to do today for my business. You can have clarity. But that's when you go ahead and you create that vision for this year, for at least the next 6 months. Then you can back up and know and develop all of the goals and the to-do items to support that actual business. So I want to really, really encourage you to develop your business strategy. And if you need more assistance with understanding really what a business strategy is, then I want to encourage you to go to womenaboutbiz.com and request a free power talk from me. Again, request a free power talk from me. And you can do that simply by going to womenaboutbiz.com. Once there in the top menu bar, you click on Coaching Center, okay? And then over in the right-hand menu, it says Schedule Power Talk. You just click on that, and that will automatically pull up the request form for your free power talk session. Now, this is to all of those women that have not had a Power Talk session before. Go ahead and take advantage of that because it is well worth the time that you invest in yourself to schedule it. And I want to encourage you, again, to just do that strategy. A business strategy, of course, is a system that you have developed for your business. It doesn't have to be pages or book volumes. It could be one page, two pages, but it's a written system that you have for your business. And it's all based off of what your business vision is. You see, once you have a business vision, you then will set goals to support that vision, and then you will set to-do items to support those goals. And it's those to-do items that get scheduled in your time management planner every day. And as a matter of fact, during my time management teleclass this Thursday, I will be really going into detail and actually giving you step-by-step ways to better put your to-do items in your time management planner. So I'm going to be talking about that. I'm also going to be showing you an example because we are also going, in addition to it being a teleclass, we've turned it into a full webinar so you can actually see from a mock business of how I'm actually putting information in a time slot and how easy it is to then better manage your time on a daily basis for your business. It is 12:29 after the hour, and for those of you that have just tuned in, of course, you're listening to No Other Than Successful Woman Radio. Last call to press star 1 so you can introduce your business and share with us your Facebook page or your website and what you do. And keep in mind that we do offer this opportunity almost on every show. So if you are apprehensive in doing it because you don't feel prepared, now is the time to start creating your 30-second infomercial and to get prepared. At this time, what I'd like to do is move on to our book excerpt for the day. As you know, I am a firm believer that we all need to be reading more. I read probably anywhere between 3 and 5 books per month, and I review probably about 5 to 10 books every week. And I'm quite the fast reader, and I wasn't always that way. I've learned to become that way because books have enhanced my life so much. The book that I'm going to be reading from today is from Napoleon Hill's Keys to Success, the 17 Principles, okay, of Personal Success. So, again, Napoleon Hill's book, Keys to Success. And so this book is a book close to my heart because, again, Napoleon Hill, I consider him, even though he's no longer living, I consider him kind of like my spiritual virtual mentor. You know, I have been reading Napoleon Hill's books and listening to old recordings of his speeches for probably more than 15 years. And I would have to say, out of all of the motivational speakers and individuals in the world today, he certainly is still number one on my list for his wisdom. He was a simple man who basically learned so much in life and was able to put it in eloquent words to explain it simply to even the most common of men and women. So again, my excerpt today is from Napoleon Hill's Keys to Success, and I will be reading from Chapter 7, Build a Positive Attitude, okay? Now, he says, a positive mental attitude is the single most important principle of the science of success. You will depend upon it in everything you do. You cannot get the maximum benefit out of the other 16 principles without understanding and employing PMA, which is a positive mental attitude. And, of course, that's what this book is all about, is laying out the 17 principles of success. He says, the choice of two envelopes. At birth, you arrive figuratively clutching two sealed envelopes. One is labeled rewards and the other penalties. The first envelope, he says, contains a list of all of the benefits you will enjoy from taking possession of your own mind and using it to get what you want. The second, he says, carries a list of consequences that will befall you if you neglect controlling your mind and directing it toward a worthwhile goal. Okay? He said, now read this once more because he wants us to really understand this concept of two envelopes. He says, this chapter will open those envelopes for you and reveal their specific contents. You will see that these envelopes are real, that the rewards and penalties that they contain are real. He says, you've probably heard something like the old saying, success attracts success while failure attracts more failure. Nothing, he says, could be more true. Striving for success makes you better able to attain it. Doing nothing and accepting failure only brings more failure your way. If, however, you put your mind to work with a positive mental attitude and believe that success is your right, your belief will guide you unerringly toward whatever your definition of success might be. If you adopt a negative mental attitude and fill your mind with thoughts of fear and frustration, your mind will only draw those same things to you. That is the power of mental attitude. Why not make yours today positive? Now, here are the rewards of a positive mental attitude. If you take possession, he says, of your mind and direct it toward desirable goals, here's what you're going to get. Here are the benefits. One, success consciousness, which attracts only the circumstances which make for success. 2, sound health, both physical and mental. 3, financial independence. 4, a labor of love in which to express yourself. Okay? 5, peace of mind. 6, applied faith, which makes fear impossible. Keep that in mind. When you have applied faith, it makes fear impossible. He says, 7, you'll have enduring friendships. 8, longevity and a well-balanced life. 9, immunity from self-limitation. And 10, the wisdom to understand yourself and others. Now, this is if you choose to take possession of your mind and direct it toward desirable goals you will enjoy. Now, if you don't choose that and you choose the penalties of negative mental attitude, then here's what he says you will get. If you neglect, he says, taking possession of your mind and directing it toward a worthwhile goal, you are doomed to 1, poverty and misery your entire life. 2, mental and physical ailments of all kinds. 3, self-limitations which trap you into mediocrity. 4, fear and all its destructive consequences. 5, he says, hatred of the means by which you support yourself. 6, many enemies and a few friends. 7, every brand of worry known to humanity. 8, being a victim of every negative influence you encounter. 9, subject to the will of others. And 10, a wasted life which does nothing to better the human condition. He goes on to say, which choice will you make? If you do not make the first one and embrace it wholeheartedly, which is the power of a positive mindset, the second will automatically be forced on you. There is no halfway point, no compromise. Which choice will you make? And so I give you that choice today, ladies. We all are given that choice at birth, and I truly believe that we are. Do you want a positive mental attitude or a negative mental attitude? Do you want to walk around with your head hung low and having low self-esteem and always believing that you cannot do anything that you set your mind to? Or do you want to have a positive attitude and reap all of these incredible benefits that a positive attitude will give you? You know, I totally believe that if you believe in yourself, you are going to choose the first envelope. And that first envelope is a positive mental attitude. You choose to have that for your life. And if you believe that with all of your heart, then here's the proof that you believe it. It means that you will take swift and immediate action on your dreams and goals. Doesn't mean that everything has to be done in the day, but it does mean that you have to take swift and immediate action. If you can't find yourself taking that swift and immediate action, yes, it does that you don't have the level. It means that you don't have the level of belief necessary to make you want to take that action, and it means that you need to get yourself there. And so I want to encourage you so much so to go ahead and to choose envelope 1, the envelope that you were born with, having a positive mental attitude, an envelope of wealth and full of possibilities. So keep that in mind. For those of you that want to learn more about Conceive, Believe, Achieve, which was his speech, if you go to womenaboutbiz.com and you hold your mouse over channels and click on personal development, I actually have a video of Napoleon Hill actually speaking these very words that I've just read to you from his book. He's speaking it on a video, and he says it with such vigor, with such strength, and you will absolutely love it. So you can visit womenaboutbiz.com, hold your mouse over channels, and choose in the drop-down menu personal development, and on that front page you will see Conceive, Believe, Achieve by Napoleon Hill, and that is the video where he himself is actually speaking the very words that I have just read to you. It is 12:39 after the hour, and you're listening to No Other Than Successful Woman Radio Show. I hope you guys are able to take some good notes today, and I hope that you are indeed being blessed and are enjoying the show. Now at this time, I would like to go ahead and just move into 5 ways to make 6 figures in 2013. Now, every businesswoman dreams of generating a 6-figure income from her business, right? I know I do. And generating a 6-figure income is certainly an accomplishment, and for many women still working the 9-to-5 job or having to work a part-time job or do other projects on the side, it means that when you're generating 6 figures, you can finally work solely on your business and draw what you would consider a very good salary. Now, while creating a million-dollar business is certainly a goal all businesswomen should push for, it's reaching that 6-figure income that will get you there, reaching that first $100,000 consistently. That's what's going to get you eventually to your million-dollar goal. So I want to share with you 5 ways to make 6 figures in 2013. And hopefully you guys all have your pens and your notepads, or you've already started your Successful Woman Radio Journal. The first thing I want to introduce in creating 6 figures for this year is you've got to know your business success recipe. You've got to know your business success recipe. So what does that mean? What is a business success recipe? Well, for every business industry, for every business type, there is nothing new under the sun, as you know. And so there are businesses and individuals that are doing the same thing that you are doing. And many of those businesses have gone through the failure and success chain of actions, and they have developed a success recipe. In other words, those businesses are doing well. So your business success recipe are all of those resources, those tools, those individuals who can mentor you and help you. It's all of those things kind of put together to form what is considered a business success recipe. In other words, they are steps that you must take action to go ahead and catapult your business to its success level. So you really need to discover what that success recipe is. And I want to just really say right now, as a side note, it is going to be sometimes, for many of us, a road of trial and error. That means that you can't necessarily always have the perfect business recipe. I don't care if you buy a franchise or you're in a MLM business. There is no business success recipe for you until you go through your own trial and error stage, okay? You're going to have success with some of the things that other individuals suggest to you and that other businesses are doing, but because no one has your own business DNA and because you are you, there are going to be certain things that only you can do for your business to make it successful. So you start out, first of all, with having a business strategy, okay? And that is why I keep harping on a business strategy, because it's so very, very important to your business success recipe. In addition to your business strategy, you also need to know what your marketing system is going to be. Now, for many of you, that means that if you have not done your research on who your target market audience is, that has to be done, or else you are going to be having several missing elements in your success recipe. Also, your recipe has to be the right mental attitude, which is why I read to you today from Napoleon Hill's book, Keys to Success, the 17 Principles of Personal Achievement, simply because you have to know that it takes more than just having all of the right system from marketing and business strategy, but it's going to require you alone to have the right mental attitude to make it happen for your business. This is why in many cases, I truly believe this, in many cases you can have two women who have the exact same business, and one business exceeds all expectations, making 6 figures a year, and one business can't even seem to make $5 a year. Why is that? I believe it's because of the mental attitude. I believe it's because of the person's ability to be the CEO of her company, which leads me to the next thing of knowing your business success recipe. You really need to know what your CEO job description is, okay? You need to know what is at expected of you as the CEO of your company. I mean, let's face it. Every successful corporation that hires an individual has to first create a job description right before they hire anyone. Why is that? Because that person needs to understand what it is they're supposed to be doing, what is expected of them, and that is the starting point of them being evaluated and setting goals for their job performance. So there is nothing different here as the CEO for your own company. You need to go ahead and create a job description for the CEO of your company or the senior manager of your company or the principal of your company. All three are interchangeable words, but they mean the same thing. You are the leader of your business, and you are solely responsible for the success of your company. So my question to you is, do you know what your job description is? Do you know what you are supposed to be doing as the CEO of your company? Because if you don't, now is the time to come up with that CEO job description. Also, in your business success recipe, I think it's going to be very, very important for you to create your power team. You see, that's all a part of your success recipe. And what is a power team? A power team is a group of individuals, anywhere between, you know, 3 to 12 people or more. Each of those individuals can provide some type of service to you to help you move faster in your business, or they can become a mentor, or they have some type of information that you might need on a consistent level. Whatever it is, your power team needs to be there. See, you can't wait until the last minute to create your power team, okay? You really need to go ahead and identify core areas in your business that you know you're going to need assistance with, okay? That might be a graphic designer, a website designer. It might be a business coach or a consultant. It might be an attorney, an accountant. It might be someone who writes content really well. It might be someone who can help you to strategize or strategize. It could be different people that can help you to create your business to its next level or push your business to its next level. However, one of the things about creating a power team that will do you a disservice is you can't wait till the last minute to try and add someone to your power team. You see, the power in the power team is that you have developed a relationship with that individual. They know all about your company. They know what you will need from them should you call upon them. And you know what they can do. You've seen examples of their work. You've called upon referrals. You see, it takes time to do all of that. So that's why a power team is so very important. And then after you've created that power team, the next step is to go ahead and enter every single one of those people's contact information in your phone so that when you need it, you can quickly, okay, you can quickly put into action, okay, whatever it is you need to get done. So those are 5 things under Know Your Business Success Recipe, which is number 1 for helping you to make six-figure income that you need to be doing. Create your business strategy. Know what your marketing system is. Adjust your attitude. Make sure that it's the right type of mental attitude, a positive one, right? It means you've chosen the envelope to have a positive mental attitude. And then develop your CEO job description, which is so important, and then create your power team. That's number 1. Number 2. You really need to prepare your cash flow analysis, okay? A cash flow is very important for several multiple reasons. However, for this particular topic on making six figure, a cash flow can help you to determine how many customers you need. It can also help you to determine your price point, like what price should you be charging for your product or service, and it can let you know how much money you need to be bringing in every month to meet that six-figure income. So a cash flow analysis will help you to do that. Side note, remember when I said earlier in the show that if you needed to talk with me and get that free power talk in, if you don't know how to do a cash flow analysis, maybe this is a time to use your power talk to discuss that with me so I can give you further resources, because there's a lot more that goes into it and I can't cover it all right here on this particular topic. Here's number 3. put your marketing on autopilot. This is the next thing that you need to do to help make six figures in your business. Now, you know, you have to depend on more than just yourself. And when you are a solo entrepreneur, it's very difficult to personally, manually, every single day, do all of the marketing you need to get down for your business, because you wouldn't be able to then service the business that you are getting if you had to do it. So to push your business to the next level, you've got to learn creative ways to ask for the business in an internet marketing strategy, okay? And that is what putting your business on autopilot means, is that there have to be ways, other ways than you just verbally talking one-on-one to market your business to other people. Now, that can be through social media. It could be through posting on the internet. It could be through creative things you've done with your website. It could be that you've created a YouTube account where you're doing videos. It could be that you have created mini pages called landing pages to point people towards a particular product or service on your website. It could be that you're also using paid advertising such as Google AdWords to generate people to click on your website or your landing pages. But that, all of that is considered autopilot marketing. And the reason why it is because even when you're asleep, people who are not asleep are still searching for your keywords, and they are still able to find your website and take action as long as you set everything up. One of the things that we're going to be covering in this first quarter of 2013 for our Gold members during our group coaching sessions is autopilot marketing, how to autopilot yourself and really get your business working for you 24/7 around the clock, even when you're sleeping, even when you're on vacation, even while you are working your 9-to-5 job. Let's go ahead and move on to the next. Number four, create a customer referral or incentive program. We've all heard of the 80-20 rule. 80% of your business comes from 20% of your customers. Well, I believe that that rule is true, and it's still going on today, even in the 21st century. But it doesn't happen by osmosis. In other words, it just doesn't appear that way out of thin air. You have to make it so. You have to create a customer referral or an incentive program for your company. In other words, you have to educate your customer base about your business, and you have to ask for the referral creatively, okay? You could, for example, and the reward or that people get for referring to you doesn't always have to pertain to the business. Now, we have the general rewards, which is, you know, you can get 20% discounts, 50% discounts, or you can get a particular service at no cost or what have you. But you can also get even more creative and say, you know, when you refer a customer, you're going to get a copy of a particular book, right? You know, the book that I just read, Napoleon Hill's book on success, would be a great book to give anyone, whether they were in business or not, because it's going to help them to lead better lives. And so, again, it doesn't even have to be something that's pertaining to your business, but it can be something that could potentially be valuable to an individual who has referred a new client or customer to you. You can also have incentive programs or an affiliate program and allow people to make money residually for referring all the time. So the point here is that if you want to make that 80-20 rule work for you, make it work by not only, okay, expecting people to refer customers to you just because you provided them with a good service, but ask for it, in creative ways. This is where good e-newsletters come into play. As you know, on last Monday during the show, I talked about what's a good e-newsletter and how you can be creative in creating your e-newsletter, so you definitely will want to listen to the show archive from last Monday. But again, I think that when you're in business, we have to really become more customer-focused, more customer-centered. I believe it's our customers that are going to help us to make that six-figure income. And if we pay attention to our customers, let them help refer other clients to us in creative ways, through our customer referral program, through incentive programs, then we are going to see results. But it's something that you can't do every now and then. And in order for customers to do that, a habit has to be built within the customer. So that means that you, before you put the cart out there before the horse, okay, you first have to come up with a customer referral or incentive system, right? Then when you put it into action, you have to make sure that it's consistent. And, for example, when you're sending out those e-news letters, that you also are mentioning new things that customers can get for referring other customers to you. Last but not least, the last thing that can help you to make a six-figure income, and I know that it can because it helps me too, is that is building your connection list. Again, building your connection list. Everything is centered around the list. You can have everything in place, but if you don't have a good list, connection list of prospective customers and current customers to market to, it doesn't mean anything. So that goes back to, are you utilizing the front page of your website properly? Is your website calling people to action? Are you offering something to your visitors that will call them into action to give you their name, their email, and their telephone number? If you're not, you got to go back and evaluate that, because building your connection list is by far one of the most important things you can do in developing your marketing system and making it work for you. So there you have it, ladies, 5 ways to make 6 figures in 2013. Know your business success recipe. Prepare your cash flow analysis, because, again, that's going to help you to know exactly how many clients or how many customers you need. Put your marketing on autopilot. Let it work for you 24/7, even when you're sleeping, working. Create a customer referral or incentive program where the 80-20 rule can work on your behalf, and build your connection list. Build the list, and you will be able to have a warm, targeted marketing audience that is interested in what you have, and it will help you to work smarter instead of harder. I hope you guys have liked that information, and you will put it to some good use. And at this time, after this musical introduction, I will be reading to you the affirmation for the week. Ladies, we've come to the end of the show almost, and I wanted to create an affirmation for you this week that would really encourage you. Now, again, we have a new show notes/affirmation section on the SuccessfulWomanRadio.com website, so I will be putting this affirmation on the site a little bit later today. Ladies, let this week be the week that you decide to put aside habits that hold you back from creating your six-figure income this year. Let this week be the week that you choose the first envelope that you were born with, the positive mental attitude. And you, ladies, yes, I mean you, each one of you, were created to be successful, to use your talent, and to multiply the power and the wealth you were born with. So here is the affirmation for today. And this week, every day and in every way, I will take action on the goals that support my vision. I will keep myself away from negative thoughts, environments, and naysayers, because I am the source of my success, and it is I who have the power to do all that I declare. One more time. This week, every day and in every way, I will take action on the goals that support my vision. I will keep myself away from negative thoughts, environments, and naysayers, because I am the source of my success, and it is I who have the power to do all that I declare. Well, that's it for today. I'm your host and success coach, Trina Newby, saying success is yours for the taking. Have a productive and powerful week, ladies. Remember to tune in next Monday, February 4th at 12 noon, where our theme for the month will be Love Yourself, Love Your Business. And again, don't forget, the affirmation will be up on the SuccessfulWomanRadio.com website in just about an hour. Take care. I love you all, and I wish nothing but peace and abundance. Bye-bye, everybody.